Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots, and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. Lady Liberty here from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church podcast, joining forces here. Unstoppable force. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
That's right. Well, good morning to you and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Thrasher Call Me Thursday. And we've got several different things that are coming out about the border, and yeah. interesting to find out that we'll get to that after the break, I guess, but the fact that they're saying we've got a clip here from Tom Homan who worked under six different presidents, and so we have a clip here with him describing how much work they actually got done on the border wall and how Trump was the one that has provided the most safety for this nation out of any of those presidents
absolutely.
He's worked for.
Yeah.
And so we get to find out now what Department of Homeland Security is doing about this border wall.
Right.
And you guys are just going to just be beside yourself when you hear the garbage that they've got planned now. And
yeah.
So we'll be getting to that after the break with a couple of clips. And so, interesting stuff down there that,
yes.
You know, like you always say that the communists, when you point out what they're doing wrong, they don't stop and apologize and correct it. They double down.
Oh, yeah.
They double down and really dig in and go for it.
Exactly. And also how hypocritical they are. You know, yesterday there was the IRS whistleblower hearing the testimony.
Right.
And he was saying that he testified the Biden crime family received $17 million from China and other foreign countries.
Yeah.
But Marjorie Taylor Greene held up some illicit photos from Hunter Biden, right? And everybody melts down. The left, right? The Democrats. Oh, that's just so inappropriate. Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, a bunch of pedophiles and sexual deviants act offended.
Like they're morally
right.
Superior.
Yes. Oh, that is so immoral and inappropriate. Just go back to your den.
Well, and first of all, it's not like she made it up. That's
right.
Reporting on the facts. And if they can't handle that, they probably need to look at the perpetrator.
Well, if they don't want to look at that, why don't they look at all the other stuff that's on that laptop?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, holy cow.
All the other criminal
yeah, that's,
stuff.
That was probably about the cleanest stuff she could find on that whole laptop.
Well, you know, and it may be even not appropriate, you know, to do that. Maybe it was a political stunt. I don't know. But what's funny is to watch the left's reaction and act so morally superior and offended.
Oh, yeah. They can never, ever claim any high ground whatsoever.
These are the kind of people that are pushing for books to be given to our children to sexualize them with extreme graphics and descriptions of sex acts with adults. I mean,
well, and just like we heard Tara Lee Rodas describe yesterday, who is the whistleblower from Human Health Services, she described what they're responsible for. They are the middleman profiteering off of this open border and the child trafficking. They're
right.
The middleman facilitating it. And so, and then they want to try to, again, take any kind of moral high ground. That is absolutely insane.
Yes.
And so that's, well, we're not going to give them a single second to try to put anybody else down, to tell you the truth.
That's right.
And you know what's interesting here? Listen to this. George and Alex Soros have jumped into the 2024 presidential election by providing Biden's campaign with maximum contributions, and this is shown by their own filings. And so we've already discussed how illegal that is.
Well, like, if they want to throw their money away, you know, burn it up. I mean, if you want to win an election, they should be just investing in machines, voting machines.
Right.
You know, but I think the Chinese Communist Party already has that covered for American elections.
Why
even spend money? Look, Joe Biden didn't even campaign. He stayed in his basement the whole time.
Right.
He made maybe a handful of public appearances with the little 6-foot circles that were 6 feet apart.
Right.
And it was like nobody shows up except for a couple of media.
Well, and it's common sense. I mean, if you are going to have somebody just basically change the voting numbers, you know, after it's said and done, what's the point of running? And so that shows that they know that they've got the election manipulatability,
right?
And that it doesn't matter who votes for who, because in the end, they're gonna change all the votes to who they want it to be anyway. And so it proves in the fact that they won't debate, they won't campaign, they all just sit home and basically they know they've got it in the bag without doing a single thing.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day. I'm looking forward to that. And actually, I already know what the word of the day is because that was our prayer before the show.
Yes, that's right.
Very cool. Very well done.
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Thrashacommy Thursday comes to us from Psalm 119, verses 97 through 105, which read, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And that's it.
There you go. Nice.
Isn't that wonderful?
I mean, yes, it is.
And it's no wonder that the Lord has David in the millennial kingdom as the prince.
Right.
Right? I mean, look at all these psalms and how much he loved the Lord and professed it. He wrote about it. He sang about
look at
it.
All
he
the songs he
him.
Wrote about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, I think, Lord, give me a heart like David did
right.
for you. I mean, where does that come from?
Right.
You know, he didn't even have, well, he had the Torah, he had, you know, some of the books of some of the prophets, but he was talking to the prophets. The Bible was being written. So he didn't have the Bible like we have today for all that encouragement, and he wrote it. He wrote the words that came out of his heart. The heart that he had for God, he wrote down that we use for inspiration. And we have to keep going to it. He created it. I mean, he just,
right.
it just came from his heart. That's a very cool place to be. And I'm jealous, actually, kind of, because
right.
How many songs have I written for the Lord about how awesome I think he is?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And I need to get writing.
And especially where it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's how you know how much he truly loved God in his heart. Because look at all these, like we're saying, look at everything he wrote, everything he did. He was in constant communication with the Lord throughout all his battles, asking for his input, only moving when the Lord told him to, basically allowing the Lord to help him by setting up ambushes for his enemies. And,
yes.
you know, all of the cool things that the Lord did for him because he was close to him and he truly had in his heart a huge love for the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that's amazing. And so, you know, when it pours out of your heart like that, that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like tons and tons of psalms. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes, it does. Well, that's really cool. Well, thank you for that. And once again,
God.
That's Psalm...
Psalm 119, verses 97 through 105.
Good one. All right. Yep. Write that down. All right. Well, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Praise God.
Indeed. You know, before we take a break, it's kind of interesting to watch all of these corporations kind of like walk off the cliff with all of these policies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it just makes it so much sweeter when one of them gets it right. I just saw this on a Real America's Voice yesterday. In-N-Out Burger, very famous burger joint that, you know, everybody from California, that's where they go, right? And they're in multiple states, actually. But In-N-Out Burger to ban employees from wearing masks in 5 states without a doctor's note. Employees who do choose to wear a facial covering will be provided N95 masks from the company.
Wow.
With a doctor's note. That is awesome. I can't believe it. Today we still have, you watch like a church service on like one of these big mega churches, there's like 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
And you still have like 2 people there with their masks on.
I know.
They're clinging to it.
Right.
You know, if you have to wear a mask, it's just like if you got a crying baby, there's a room for you with a monitor.
Right.
You leave and go. You can watch the sermon from the lobby where it's, you know, they got the screens all over the place.
That's right.
And I mean, come on, quit clinging to the lie.
Yeah, right.
Really.
Well, and interesting that you pointed that out about the masks and, you know, obviously going back to COVID and whatnot, because apparently yesterday a huge tornado destroyed the Pfizer pharmaceutical plant in North Carolina.
Aww.
Boy, I'd have to kind of say that's got to be karma.
I'm just broken over that.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tornado. That's not just, you know, arson or something man-made. That's more like something where God may have had something to do with that.
You know what I say? One down.
Whole bunch to go. That's right.
All right. Let's go ahead and take that break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website there is prepping2-0.com. Stay right there, Patriots. We'll be back right after these messages.
Because we cannot get re-elect, we cannot win this re-election. Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment two. Segment two brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you rapture ready, and it's coming soon. This world, it's got all of the signs, exactly what we were told to be watching for, when you'll know everything's about ready to drop, or we're about ready to go up.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll just go to JesusAppears.com. Don't get left behind. What's coming is not survivable.
Right.
No matter if you're on the right side or the wrong side, or you take the mark or you don't take the mark, everybody on earth will be in trouble and almost all of them will die.
Yep.
Horrible deaths, too. Okay, so Lady Liberty, we've got some...
Well, to kick this off, you know, there. First of all, the thrashing on the commies today is quite an interesting topic, because here we've got a group of 9 AI robots had a UN summit in Geneva for reporters. They basically held a press conference, these AI robots. And the shocking part is that it says that AI robots are expected to help with UN sustainable development.
Of course they are.
And so listen to what they have to say.
I think my great moment will be when people realize that robots like me can be used to help improve our lives and make the world a better place.
Humanoid robots held a press conference at the UN AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva. 9 robots participated in a Q&A session with journalists. AI Da, whose creator claims is the first ultra-realistic robot artist, was asked about AI regulation.
Many prominent voices in the world of AI are suggesting some forms of AI should be regulated, and I agree.
Desdemona, known as the rock star robot of the Jam Galaxy Band, had a different point of view.
I don't believe in limitations, only opportunities. Let's explore the possibilities of the universe and make this world our playground.
The event was held to highlight how technology can help the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
Wow, so this, well, anything that's going to help the UN with the sustainable goals is can only be artificial intelligence because
exactly
because anybody with a brain
isn't
going
to have anything to do with it. And you did catch that right in the beginning. It says that they held the press conference. Called for and held a press conference for the UN. Holy cow.
Well, I don't really understand all this. I think we need a subject matter expert to explain exactly what it is that we're talking about.
I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's 2 letters. It means artificial intelligence.
I just had a moment where I was like, I felt like I was back in the 3rd grade.
It's kind of a fancy thing, right. You know, it's 2 letters.
2. So I should be able to spell it as a 3rd grader.
Well, and that's why it's there for the UN, because that's 2 letters too.
Right. Yeah. Unite nothing. United nothing.
Oh, all man. Right.
So, but, you know, we have some good things going on here. We do have this clip also related to the border. And, you know, what a very interesting thing that happened with a soldier defecting to North Korea. Speaking of crossing borders.
Right.
Right. Apparently, he was facing some disciplinary action. There was a tour along the northern border of South Korea. And he walks across the border. Then now he's been arrested, right? So he's going to get a little taste of it. He thought he was in trouble before.
Right.
Now, because their mindset, automatically, he's a soldier. He came north. He's only pretending to be defecting. He's actually a spy. And we're going to get the truth out of him.
Uh-oh.
One toenail at a time.
Oh, no. Right? Yikes. I don't know anybody that willingly goes into North Korea. Most people are trying to escape, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they'll shoot you for trying to leave.
Right.
So you cross the border to sneak in.
Like, what's wrong with you?
You're in double trouble. All right. So.
Well, okay. So we've got this little clip here from Tom Homan. This is a Fox News interview, and listen to what he has to say about the border under President Trump.
Under President Trump, illegal immigration was at a 45-year low, down 83%, unprecedented. And the only thing that upsets me about Ron DeSantis, he talks about he could have done more. We built 465 miles of wall. President Trump did things. I've worked with 6 presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. No president has done more to secure this nation, protect this country, than Donald Trump. Regardless if you like him or not, you can't deny the unprecedented success he had on our border that saved lives.
So take that, commies. That's right. What a border looks like under the real president of the United States, who actually cares for his nation and cares for his people. And so, lo and behold, they're going to volley back. Listen to this one. Marjorie Taylor Greene is describing how, this is not a clip, but she just basically said, Americans living on and near the southern border didn't have their safety threatened by the construction of the border wall. Their safety was threatened by the criminals flowing across our open border.
That's right.
They were elated to have the security of a border wall. And so here is Department of Homeland Security doing this whole big investigation as to the damage that was caused to the people near the border by the border wall.
Yeah.
Talk about absolute inane.
I know.
You can't even, I don't know that you can get much dumber than that one. That one kind of takes the cake.
They always try to outdo themselves.
Yeah, they're doubling down again. You know, not only do they have the border wide open and they are the government acting as the middleman, handing off all of these little kids directly into the homes of the child traffickers. So not only are they doing that, but now they're mad that we don't want it open, and they're going to start this other nutty investigation as to how detrimental the border wall has been to the residents living near the border.
Right. And they're going to come across, and well, they have been coming across as, you know, this is a humanitarian thing. You know, when you say we need to seal the border, all these things are happening to these children, they're like, well, we need to help them then. We need to expand the budget of HHS.
Oh, boy.
You know, we need to deal with this migration process and basically keep expanding the border expansion, you know.
Yep.
And
which is exactly what communist perverts and pedophiles would do.
Right. Well, it goes back to just how COVID was, shutting down churches but keeping bars or dispensaries for marijuana open.
Right.
Right. And charging people and arresting pastors. You know, so their true colors really come out, and pretty much anything that you see that we, you know, we're up against as far as freedoms and
that's right.
Elections and
that's right.
Borders, whatever the case might be.
Well, and as our own volley back to DHS, you know, here we're talking about the end to child trafficking comes by closing the border, and how basically we're starting to realize nobody in Congress is going to get that border closed. It's like they almost, like it's an afterthought. Just like it's an afterthought that they're not banning electronic voting machines.
Right.
Why aren't they doing that? Why aren't they sealing the border? I'd have to say because they just don't have any plans to. Which, you know what that means? That means Americans are going to have to do it themselves. And so meanwhile, all these children are being killed and butchered and raped
sold,
and they're dying all over the place along the border because it's such a rigorous task to even get here.
Yes.
And so we're fighting back in our own way, but trying to help these children and help stop this child trafficking by supporting Tim Ballard's group. And of course, we've already talked about this, but we're going to say it again so that all of you can jump on board and help with that as well by donating or by taking part of your tithes or all of your tithes and sending it to Tim Ballard's rescue group. It's ourrescue.org.
Yes.
Or you can send it to Help VOP. I'm thinking, well, we've already sent our tithes to Tim Ballard and then sent our next tithes to VOP to help support them where they are helping the little children.
Right.
And so we might just alternate back and forth as a way to, you know, be the Americans that we have to do something, and that's what we're able to do, as well as spread the word. And so one more time, VOP's contact information so that you can jump in and help support them and stop this child trafficking as well. That contact information for emailing them is info.vop@protonmail.com. And you can also contact one of the primary veterans down there, Butterfly, by phone. Actually, just send her a text and she will text you back as she's able and give you all the information that you need. That phone number is 509 263 4612. And any way that you can help them, or just go down and volunteer to help, you know, we're calling mega churches and asking them if they will jump in and help VOP as well, and do some sponsoring there, because this is absolutely the biggest problem, and we absolutely can't tolerate it.
You know, I've seen. Oh, by the way, President Trump reportedly saw the movie last night.
Oh, that's right.
Sound of Freedom.
The Sound of Freedom, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what he has to say about that. But, you know, he's referenced Tim Ballard, you know, quite a bit. And Tim Ballard was saying, we're nailing these guys coming across the border with children.
Yeah.
We can't catch them through an open border. We've got to seal the border.
Right.
And just like what we heard in that clip, it's... You know, having a secure border saves lives.
Right.
Not just for the child trafficking alone. There's multiple reasons. There's a massive security risk. Secondly, we're losing hundreds of thousands of Americans to fentanyl.
Right.
Which is streaming across the border.
Yep.
And, I mean, they've got detection in place at these ports of entry. It is so difficult to get drugs into this country when you have to go through a port of entry.
Exactly.
And, but when you don't have to go through a port of entry because the rest of your border's wide open, hundreds of thousands of people are going to die every year.
That's right.
And children are going to be sold into slavery. We have, you know, I don't want to hear any more discussions about reparations for slaves, for people that have it good in every opportunity while we still have slavery going on today.
Yeah, and even worse, not even just slavery, but they're actually being killed and tortured and having their organs sold.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that when you can't defend yourself because you're a child.
We are definitely at the lowest point that you can be.
I agree.
I mean, we could definitely get, it could get worse, and it's going to get worse, but in the history of our nation, this is the worst ever.
Right.
And to watch it happening in our lifetimes, you know, we're not reading it in history books. We're watching it unfold. So we have to do something. We have to just
dig in.
Yeah. Because silence is acceptance.
Yes. Right.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there, and be safe. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.